Welcome to the NewsRamp Awards podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, September 12th. 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of awards news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. State Roundup. Transit spending plan puts its budget on more solid ground. Crime is down, but more guns are available. State officials express grief, horror over MAGA activist Charlie Kirk's killing. Maryland officials are relieved as the transportation spending plan helps balance the budget for coming years. Health officials aim to clarify the confusing COVID vaccine landscape. While crime is down in Baltimore, the availability of guns is on the rise. The Board of Public Works approves funding to expand placements for foster children. Maryland leaders express grief over the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Annapolis mayoral candidates present their cases before the upcoming primary election. Baltimore community organizations oppose Governor Wes Moore's plan for increased policing. Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen is named an Aspen Institute Ascend Fellow. Woodbridge Elementary successfully combats chronic absenteeism. Dr. Ben Carson's proposed solar farm faces challenges in Baltimore County. A lawsuit against Harford County by former tourism organization Visit Harford is dismissed.
Redefining outdoor living. Opuland sets the standard for landscape design in the Bay Area. Opuland's landscape design and construction in San Jose sets the standard for landscape design in the Bay Area. With a focus on precision, creativity, and reliability, they offer complete landscaping design and installation services that blend modern aesthetics with sustainable practices. By understanding each client's vision and property characteristics, Opulands creates visually stunning and functional outdoor spaces. Their services include a variety of styles, colors, and plant selections, from serene garden retreats to contemporary entertainment spaces. With streamlined project management, they ensure on-time and on-budget delivery. Opulands has been recognized with multiple awards, including Best of House and Bay Area CLCA Awards. Contact Opulands today to turn your outdoor dreams into reality with their professional design and installation services.
Dr. Benjamin DuBois recognized as one of America's top 10 shoulder surgeons in Newsweek's 2025 rankings. Dr. Benjamin DuBois, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon specializing in shoulder care, has been recognized as one of America's top 10 shoulder surgeons in Newsweek's 2025 rankings. Securing the number 8 spot, Dr. DuBois's over 20 years of dedication to advancing shoulder treatments and delivering exceptional patient outcomes in the San Diego area have earned him this prestigious honor. His expertise in shoulder replacements, arthroscopic surgery, rotator cuff repairs, and orthobiologic therapies like platelet-rich plasma injections has set him apart. Patients praise Dr. DuBois for his patient-centered approach and state-of-the-art facility in La Mesa, where he treats a wide range of shoulder conditions. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit sandiegoshoulderdoc.com or contact his office at 619-462-4702.
Artist Amy Sherald, whose American Sublime exhibit is coming to the BMA, will be honored at the Human Rights Campaign's National Dinner on September 13th. Renowned artist and former Baltimore resident Amy Sherald will be honored with the Human Rights Campaign's Ally for Equality Award at their national dinner in Washington on September 13th. Sherald is being recognized for amplifying the experiences of LGBTQ+ individuals through her art, particularly her painting Transforming Liberty, which reimagines Black transgender artist Ariwa Basit as the Statue of Liberty. The HRC praised Sherald's advocacy for visibility and inclusion in the American dream, especially during a time of heightened social and political tensions. The event will bring together over 2,000 members and advocates to support LGBTQ+ equality nationwide.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Awards podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.